Yeah, that's Donica Bulger there, and he sings with his brother. What's your brother's name, Donica?
Dermot.
Dermot, and he's starting in college.
He's indeed. He's his first ever afternoon out in UCD now. So.
Okay, tell me how you got on with the electric pig.
Oh, it was fantastic. Now, I've been down there for the last 5 years, but the lineup this year was really great. There was Arcade Fire, Pulp, Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, and Interpol. There was just some really fantastic bands and a really eclectic mix, and the atmosphere down there is just second to none. It's just kind of great warmth. Like, there's no, it doesn't seem like a dangerous place, even though the 30,000 people stay in there of all ages and all camping in the field. It just seems really peaceful.
Yeah, I think that's in a sense as well, it's because of it's a sort of a family affair, a lot of kids.
Yeah, it is indeed. I think it's free for kids under 12, so a lot of parents bring down the kids, and that creates a very kind of nice atmosphere down there, really.
And did you go down from the start?
Yeah, well, I was down there on the Friday morning at 9 o'clock. Okay. So an early start, and I'm only just back an hour ago, so I'm a tired man.
Yeah, I'd say you are. But you look well, I must say. You look well.
I can say the same to you.
But the way it, sort of the weather goes, I mean, I remember you could be here and it's nice and dry. I'm looking out the window, it's nice and dry, but it could be raining in Raheny. So when you get the weather forecast and you hear the stories about the rain when it was in Dublin yesterday, for
instance. Yeah.
Did you get much rain over the weekend?
We have this fantastic tent that we always use, and we brought it, but we forgot the tent poles, so we had to buy one there, and it turned out it wasn't quite as waterproof as it said on the package, so everything was a bit damp on a few days, but there was no torrential rain, thank God, just a bit of consistent drizzle.
You're playing a bit of music as well, are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Who was your favourite? Who did you particularly go down to see?
The Arcade Fire would be probably one of my favourite bands, so it was fantastic to see them. They played there in 2005, and they said it was a turning point for their whole career, so they were really happy to be back, and I've never really been in a crowd quite that euphoric. It was just fantastic.
Okay, so I want to talk about yourself and the brother now, the music. How did you, I mean, you live together, so that's how you got
absolutely
together.
Yeah.
But the music aspect of it,
yeah.
Who came to it first?
When I was around 13, I got my first guitar, and I started writing songs a little bit after that. Then my brother picked up the guitar, and now he plays guitar, mandolin, bouzouki, he plays anything he can get his hands to. So normally I would play the acoustic guitar fairly basic stuff and write a song to it, and then he'd do all this very cool fancy stuff to make it sound 100 times better.
Okay. Do you do any writing yourself?
Oh, I do indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I write all the songs myself.
The CD that you brought in to me this morning, the one that played Butterflies, is that a, do you do a joint efforts as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do indeed.
And is all the songs on the CD, and is it available?
Yeah, well, the CD is called Skylines. We only, it's been released last month, but we haven't got it into the record stores yet, but we're doing some gigs around Dublin too, and we're selling it then. We're playing in Headingens in the Fizz Fest in Pibsborough this weekend. Then we're playing a Culture Night in the Oxfam Shop on the 23rd, and I think we're playing in the Sugar Club with the Rhythm Kings at the start of October as well. So we're just doing bits and pieces of gigs. We also have a MySpace, myspace.com/. That's Bulger Music. So if anyone likes what they hear, they can send me an email and I'll happily post them the CD.
Okay, so you're from Drumcondra as well?
Yeah, we are indeed.
Both of you, yeah, okay. Well, listen, I can hear the hoarseness coming in already, so I'm going to get you to do one song now, and maybe if you have time, we'll do another one later on.
Absolutely.
So what's the first one?
This song is called Skylines, which is the title track from the album.
Take it away.
You hot box my shoebox and wasted all my time. You drank all of my vodka and left me with white wine. You smiled sardonically and I cried ironically. I always pride myself on how I say goodbye. Bye. We met in a shady bar where I had watched you from afar until I came on over, all stuttering and shy. My guys, it stifled you, and so you rifled through your notebook to find a place where I could write my name down for you. The ace lodged up my sleeve as we ducked and dodged and weaved through suburbs by streetlights at the edge of your town was the frown upon your lips, that sudden stillness of your hips as we lay there in silence waiting for the end of the world. We dreamed we dreamed we dreamed of big cities, of a skyline so high that it blocked out the sun. We begun to notice the tiny imperfections adorning you, adorning me too.
And what was the name of that one?
That was Skylines.
Okay. That's the title track from the CD. When you're doing your gigs coming up, do you get other members to come in, or is it just the two of you?
It's just the two of us. Like, a lot of people say, oh, maybe you could look into getting a bassist or a drummer or something like that. But I think, not that I'm a control freak, but I think having the whole project kind of so close to home means it's really easy. And because I'm the older brother, I always get what I want. So there's no arguments.
There's no Gallagher brothers vibe going
no,
on.
No, absolutely not.
Does the same apply to when you're sitting down with the songwriting and do the arrangements of the song?
The song, more or less, that's a bit more democratic, I think. Okay. The brother normally gets some say there anyway.
Okay. So you're coming up the Culture Night. What else have you got coming up?
There's a festival called the Phibsborough Arts Festival, or the Fizz Fest, which has been running for a year or two now. It's in Phibsborough, obviously, and it runs from the 3rd to the 11th of September. It's a fantastic event. They've got like some great acts there. They've got Jerry Fish and the Mudbug Club, who plays on Thursday night, who are kind of a 7 or 8 piece jazz. Like, it's a fantastic stuff. Kira Sedin is a great singer-songwriter.
Are you playing at the Fizz Fest?
We are indeed. We're playing in the Brian Brew, Hedigan's, as it's also known, on the Saturday night. We're along with Dermot Bulger and Brian Keenan for a night of music and poetry. Mm. So it should be very good fun.
Yeah, I was talking to David Frew actually on Saturday night over there, and he was telling me about the gig on Thursday. I think it's in Dials on the corner there.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Very in the Mudbug. About the music, you mentioned Arcade Fur, who particularly went down to see, would be, obviously, they'd be an influence. Anybody else?
There's an American musician called Josh Ritter, who's quite big over here.
Oh, yeah, I know him,
he'd
be
a very big influence on me. There's a Swedish guy called The Tallest Man on Earth, who is also, he just writes these incredible, beautiful songs. It's all very Scandinavian, and because his second language is English, it just the syntax is all over the place, but it sounds phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Glenn Hansard, obviously, is a big influence. Mark Geary, people that came from Dublin and moved up through kind of playing on the streets to playing small gigs, and now they're playing all over the world and winning an Oscar in Glenn Hansard's case. So those people would all be big influences on me.
Would you be tempted to go on any of the reality shows? Like, there's one coming up, The Voice.
I don't think so. As in, like, I don't think that I could A, do very well on it, but B, I think if I had any kind of success on it, then I'd always be known as the guy from that TV show. Okay. So all the credibility would be totally gone.
But I think people are critical of them to the extent of that they didn't work through the scheme. But when you look in the background, a lot of them have played.
Exactly, they have. Like, they went up in an awful lot of work doing small gigs over the years and building up. But then just, I think, doing a show like that would get you very good publicity that folks would know who you were, but it could lose. People would think, oh, he's just a sellout, or he's just trying to, yeah, you know, become.
But I think there's a misconception sometimes in them that people absolutely walk, yeah, up the street, but they've been doing it for years.
Yeah, I know.
As Dave was saying on Saturday, a lot of them have done their time, as he, yeah, has, and as you're doing now. Before we finish off, would you be able to do another song? Or do,
yeah, absolutely. I could do one more.
Okay, what's the name of this one?
This song is called 4 Years On. And it's for my friend Dara Nolan, who's meant to be listening to this.
Okay, and you're listening to Donacha Bulger, and him and his brother Dermot are doing the Culture Festival, which indeed we're broadcasting here again on the 23rd. I'll be on from 4 to 6 on them, so maybe we get Dermot in again for that if we have if we're not full up. But anyway, the
absolutely
second song.
So
again,
4 years on. Thanks very much.
Go ahead.
Passes by, people change in the blink of an eye. And once we were so close, now we're different people. We're merely ghosts of all we were, of all we thought we'd be. And when I look into your eyes, the stranger I see. And now 4 years on, I wonder where it all went wrong. Was it something I said, something I forgot to say? 'Cause when I see you on the streets, you look the other way. The closeness we once shared, been replaced by hurts. I thought you cared for me, but that was a lie. As you stood back to watch us die. And it's funny, yeah, it's funny how fast you fall. You've been a friend to an acquaintance to nothing at all. And now 4 years on, I wonder where it all went wrong. Was it something I said, something I forgot to say? 'Cause when I see you on the streets, you look the other way. Fading into nodding, yeah, slowly but surely. We're fading into nodding, yeah, slowly but surely. We're fading into nodding. And now 4 years on, I wonder where it all went wrong. Was it something I said, something I forgot to say? 'Cause when I see you on the streets, you look the other. And now 4 years on, I wonder where it all went wrong. Was it something I said, something I forgot to say? 'Cause when I see you on the streets, you look the other way.
That's great. Absolutely great.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, we're good. That's terrific. I have to ask you about the, I'm not going to ask you about the experience, but the words of that one, is, and particularly the first one, who did both of you write together? Do you write together the one song, or
sort
who
of
takes the credit for
generally
that?
Generally speaking, I certainly do the bulk of the lyrics, and then my brother might come in and kind of copy and paste stuff and improve things a little bit, or like kind of be a devil's advocate, I suppose, and say, well, like, that rhyme is a bit forced, or okay, that doesn't make any sense, or whatever. So
okay,
it's certainly a team effort the whole way.
Well, listen, congratulations, and thanks very much for
coming
in.
Thanks very much for having me.
And people can expect to see you in and around the 23rd.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's great.
Remind me again, the Fizz Fest as well.
Fizz Fest, yeah, we're on this Saturday night in Head Against the Brian Baruth. There's a fizzfest.ie is the website, I think, so there's still some tickets there. And there's a night of poetry and music. We played it last year, and it was one of the best gigs we've ever played. So we're really looking forward to going back, and hopefully we'll see anyone there who'd like to come along.
Okay, tell your brother he missed out on today.
I shall.
And tell him good luck in college as well.
Cheers, absolutely.
What college is he going into?
UCD.
Okay, but you can't leave now. He's part of the group, so we can't leave Dermot out.
No, absolutely.
Okay, listen, thanks very much for coming into us.